miss one hell of a game.
For the ball, get up! It's loose! It's on the way. Plenty of leg. Good!
It's football time in the Bluegrass. You're listening to the KSR Football Podcast.
Welcome in to the Dallas Renegades Football Podcast. I'm Nick Roush. That is Charles Walker, Drew Franklin, and kicking extraordinaire, Austin McGinnis. How are you?
It's good to be back. I'm doing pretty good.
We missed you last week.
Did you bring...
What were you up to?
Did you bring an excused absence? Did you bring a note from the teacher?
Yes.
Or the doctor? Doctor, yeah.
Head coach. This is the only note. Or Bob Kraft. Those are the only two we accept.
Which do you have?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, McGinnis. Cat's out of
the
bag.
See, this is why I was about to just quit the podcast. I knew I shouldn't have come today.
Well, we're glad you did come.
Oh, let me tell you something, though. Last week... I listened to, like, the first 5 minutes. I didn't know we had that kind of intro. Like, what? Oh, we're fancy. Yeah, it's okay.
It's a big deal.
I had to double-check, make sure I'm listening to the right podcast. I'm like, I don't even hear anyone talking.
Oh, Nick goes through and does all kinds of edits. He adds, like, the radio call to from plays.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was, I think. It was fancy.
It was Chuck's touchdown. It was your Louisville kick.
And what from my career?
I think you said, let's get this money. So, okay. Yeah.
There we go.
There you go.
The best thing you've ever done is you said something.
I like that we are saying it now and the listener has just listened to it. So, they're like in the back just like, how do they not know what we're talking about? No. We
don't listen as it starts. Yeah. I'm glad you finally tuned into the podcast.
Yeah, first time for everything.
And I'm glad that Kentucky was tied with Georgia at halftime.
Yay, we did it. Moral
I thought
victories.
We had it. I really did.
Do we have moral victory parades?
No, we can't. We can't say the MV word. But we can say, hey, that was
cool.
That was not that bad. Yeah, not too shabby. Because moral victory is just bad. But
nobody really thought we were going to win that game.
Oh,
so let's
no.
celebrate a tie at the half.
Yeah.
A tie at the start of the fourth.
No. It was 14-0 at the start of the fourth. They scored twice late in the third quarter. First touchdown was about 7 minutes left.
Okay. You'd done some 12-ounce curls at that point, I imagine.
Maybe.
It was a little wet down in Georgia, and I liked that before the game everybody was like, oh, is this going to help Kentucky or is it going to hurt Kentucky? And I didn't know which one it would benefit more, but it turns out it helped out the Cats, Drew Franklin.
It did help when Jake Fromm has, 35 yards?
Yeah, if you take –
consider that a good day. I mean, the defense played well, but let's be honest, the weather had a lot to do with that as well.
If you take away his 22-yard pass, he completed 8 of 11 for 13 yards.
That's a future first-round draft pick, folks.
8 passes for 13 yards. That's not very good. But part of it, too – Cats got some DBs that can tackle.
I think they do. I really do.
Jamari Brown making some hits in open field.
Yeah. Walker with career-high 11 tackles.
Yeah. Brandon Echols is just a wrecking ball.
He's our coverage guy, too. He's good.
I thought I was going to wait till later in the show to do our first segment.
Ooh.
You went right at it. I mean, you're walking towards it. I have to do it now.
Oh, okay.
Don't wait.
All right. Hit me.
We're going to bring back an old segment.
Oh.
Do you remember the one that was called – Don't let me forget to read stats I put in the Morning Post.
Oh, yeah. I remember
it's
that
back.
One. It's back.
It's back in a big way. I'm scrolling.
Is this the first time we've had a segment that's
it's a recurring
segment?
I think it is.
Wow,
What was it officially called again?
Things that I forgot to – that I wrote in the Morning Post so I wouldn't forget to say on the football
stats
podcast.
Stats I wanted to read. Okay. Let's just get right to them because they're all secondary related. That's why I brought it up. Did you know Kentucky's defense – has only allowed three passing touchdowns all year, is the fewest in the entire nation.
Really?
Yeah.
That is.
How's that for your secondary that's inexperienced?
I really hope that these are not backhanded comments, though, and that we have, like, the most rushing or loud rushing or something like that.
Well, we have there's a lot of those allowed, but they, downplayed this incredible statistic I brought to the table.
Yeah, this is a great stat, Charles. Why can't you just maybe, like, say, hey, Drew.
Don't be a glass half empty guy.
Hey. Thanks for doing some research, I'm just saying, Drew. Those are some incredible stats.
I said I hope.
And last time we did this segment, Kentucky had the second longest streak in the nation for consecutive games holding their opponent to under 35 points. We are now first. Whoever the other one was that I didn't know, they did it.
Yeah.
They're out.
When you lower that number to 30, that's the one that Breck McMurphy likes to use. We're tied for second with like three or four other teams.
Yeah, so there you go. Only three TD passes and 22 consecutive games of not giving up 35.
Pretty damn good.
There's my stats from the Morning Post. Good. That segment was not sponsored.
No, but you can sponsor it, KSRAds@KentuckySportsRadio.com. On the flip side, Missouri this weekend, that was the first time they hadn't scored 30 points or more in 11 games. That was the second longest streak in the nation, and Barry Odom is 2-14 when he is team zone score 30 points or more. So, key to the game, Drew Franklin.
Sounds like it's a big key to the game.
A recurring segment.
We're going to save keys to the game for later.
Let them score 30.
Exactly. There you go. You win. Boom. But that means Kentucky would have to score a lot of points. And you might need to do that.
For the first time this season, I watched every minute of our next opponent. For some reason, I watched every split second, every play of Missouri at Vandy, and that was not a beautiful performance to watch.
What'd you think of it?
Vandy is still terrible.
Oh,
and I kept thinking, well, I mean, they'll eventually take the lead and put them away. No, Missouri's offense did nothing against crappy Vanderbilt.
Now, to be fair, though, Vandy played a new quarterback for the first time.
And he did.
And that quarterback runs, doesn't he, Drew?
He does, which also plays Kentucky's favor. But I was just more super disappointed by Missouri's offense against a crappy defense. Kelly Bryant threw a pick in the end zone. Bad one. They were ranked 22nd last week. I'm starting to wonder if maybe I was a little high on Missouri.
That was just their second road game. And the first one was that season opener where they lost at Wyoming.
So they're 0-2.
Who also had a running quarterback, and this is their third game on the road, and they got a road game next week. So, Missouri doesn't like the road. Kentucky likes the Kroger, because who doesn't love Krogers?
Love it.
Yeah, we have fresh produce.
Yeah, probably going there on the way home.
Yeah. Can you put me up some milk?
Yeah, I got
you. Okay, good, thanks.
Gotcha.
Also, another weird, odd fact. I mean, we're just dropping all kinds of knowledge. It's the fifth straight week that Kentucky's playing a team that just lost.
So you,
that's kind of crazy.
Let's do a poll here. Do you like when the team you play just lost or is coming off a victory?
I prefer victory. Maybe catch them sleeping, a little full of themselves, depending on the victory. Like Georgia getting upset, I think that ruins any chance of you sneaking up on them.
Yeah, and in that, it was one of those games, too, for Georgia where the previous game they had like four turnovers, and that's why they lost. And then it monsoons, and they don't turn it over once. Like, just I feel like that's a lot of just luck. And they had used up all of their dumb luck, just like the Titans used up all of their dumb luck in the final minute again to beat the Chargers.
It's because we had Mason Ramsey sing the national anthem. That's why we're back.
It's factual.
You hit the good mojo.
Yeah. How's your girl and how's your family? We're 3-4. Coming back.
Little Hank Williams Jr.
It's Hank Williams?
Call him Lil Hank. That's his Instagram name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lil Hank Williams Jr.
Really?
Titans are undefeated when he does the national anthem, and I think UK should consider bringing him in for every national anthem.
Isn't Kentucky's record with your girl?
Marlena?
Yeah. Isn't it pretty incredible?
I don't know.
There we
go. Sounds good.
That's next Monday's stats and info.
Okay.
Drew Franklin's
stats and
info.
I feel like it's probably not because they bring her in for big games.
Chances, yeah, fair enough. Okay, so Kentucky, Georgia, It was very rainy. Austin, have you ever seen a game with weather quite so crappy?
Yeah.
Well, in your face, Nick.
Oh, let me rephrase that. Worst weather game you've played in?
I mean, we didn't have one that rained the whole time like that. Well, I would say mine was in the AAF last season. Like, we had a game where, like, the temperature dropped, like, 20 degrees during the game, like, just instantly.
Oh, wow.
In Memphis, and then it just started pissing rain.
Oh, God.
That's, yeah, but.
The cold rain is, like, I would rather it snow than cold rain.
Was it cold in Athens?
Yeah, it was, like, 50.
Yeah. See, our only hope was that rain, though. So thank God it did rain.
It certainly uglied things up. And I for one, enjoyed it because I was undercover.
So you're I was in like, the press box or what?
Well, so their press box is outside. So I was, like, in the stands, but we had a roof over our head. So it was – I felt like I was in it without really being in it. But, like, it was raining sideways, though. The wind made it even worse because – it starts hitting you in the face. It really stings. And of all of the cold weather games, I played in a cold, rainy game as a freshman, and one of my buddies got hurt. And you typically ice things when you get hurt, right? Well, they just were like, no, you need to, like, no, just you're cold enough. Just go inside and, like, warm up, and then we can put on ice afterwards. Down in Georgia, I mean, it rained all day. That field was soaking wet. In between the hashes was chewed up after a quarter. It was pretty bad weather. I mean, I can't think of a game like the Mississippi State game last year. It rained, but it wasn't that cold. It wasn't that windy. Vandy had a lot of wind last year.
Vandy was very windy.
I think the Charlotte game.
Oh yes, I think that's the only other game I can remember. There's like 40-mile-an-hour winds.
Charlotte game.
That was.
I mean, it got cold. It was a 4 o'clock game.
Yeah, I think it was the Luke Wright game.
Might have been a.
Is that right, or was that different?
No, that was
right.
Austin Peay. That was Austin Peay.
Okay, but the Charlotte – no, Charlotte was Barker. It was after the Vandy loss, and Drew Barker had like 300 – or he threw like 5 passes because the weather was so awful.
Yeah.
But won like 59-0.
Yeah, we've had some rain, but never like that where it just rained the whole entire game.
Vandy win 2 years ago was pretty bad when their punt returner dropped like 3 punts, and I was sitting back there going, all right, please don't drop one. Thank you. But I think their kicker was kicking low bombs that would just roll. Those are so awesome when you're a punt returner because they're so easy.
Did you have a panic attack when Josh went back there to
I did when he started to catch the ball over his head with his hands like he was catching a pass. I'm going, oh,
bad.
God.
Don't.
That was bad.
Just don't.
Because he sees Lynn do it every day.
Yeah.
That's where he learned that one from.
Oh, man.
And the ball is wet, too. Like, you just knew that wasn't going to be good.
That was
Brandon Echols made a big play.
That was a lucky bounce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was very lucky.
I literally did think that we were going to win that game. I'm sitting there, and I was at Saints in Louisville watching it.
Whoa. Did they sponsor this segment?
Yeah, wow. We're not just giving out free publicity.
Yeah,
I was at some place watching it. I think it's called, Devils. Yeah, something like that.
We'll send them an invoice for that shout out.
And, yeah, please do. Compliments of me. And I'm sitting there, and there were a couple plays that if you're going to go in and beat Georgia between the hedges, you got to make, and we didn't.
Well, so was there a moment, like, what was the one part, Austin, where you were like, ooh, they might be able to do this?
Yeah, I need to hear this because I was never in that mindset.
Not even when they got the stop on the fourth down quarterback sneak.
That was awesome.
At 4 o'clock, when I texted you, how's the weather, and you said it's awful, I knew right then and there Kentucky would have 0 points. Never even crossed my mind that they would score.
We had one chance to put up points. And we got the holding.
And it got cold. That wasn't even a hold. That was so
we did,
BS.
We did. Yeah, technically we did have two. But
Dupes was
at the point
angry.
In the game where we really needed it.
They replayed it. And it wasn't like offensive lineman barely even touched the D-line. It happened so fast.
Yeah. That happens.
That was one of my game-altering plays
right there.
9
plays out of 10 in the interior line there.
Well, what the hell? Sorry, what the heck?
No, you can say hell. Hell sponsors.
H-E double hockey sticks. But I thought there for a second it was that play on the fourth down where they got the stop, and then there was a third down. This one was in the third quarter, and Chris Oates made the huge play and then went over to the UK section and got everybody fired up. And, like, Georgia fans were booing. And it was like, okay, might do something here. And then the offense couldn't do anything on the next possession. And then I think that was when Duffy shanked it. And when Max Duffy isn't bombing the ball 60 yards, then you know it's just
not
your day.
He wasn't until then. He had a great kicking game except for the one.
He
pinned him a couple times.
He's a 69-yarder.
And also had a 15-yarder. Nice.
We could have had one, though. We could have had one pin
the
one.
Yeah.
That one I was
and he the camera even deflated. Showed him. He looked frustrated on TV that they didn't pin it.
Oh, because I mean, was it Zach Johnson?
I think it was
Zach.
Yeah, and he's done a great job all year and last year.
He just missed it. Mm-hmm. Also, our boy Schlegel was mixing it up. First kickoff. Already, they're having to separate him from somebody.
Good.
It was awesome. And that was another good thing that happened. First time in a month Kentucky hasn't had a slow start.
Yeah. We're ready to play.
Or a fast start.
Well, no.
How is that not a slow start?
Because the defense, they gave up one first down and then three and outs in a row.
Yeah.
And then Wynn got a first down.
It's all relative. A slow start.
Yeah, I mean, damn. It's not like we came out and scored a bunch of points.
I think when you score 0 points in a game, you can't say you came out to a fast start.
That's fair enough. The defense, though, came ready to play.
Yeah. And the offense moved the ball. They just couldn't punch it in, which has been a problem longer than this game.
The big difference was how physical they were, because the coaches were talking about it, that they made them be more physical at practice and practice tackling, and, you know, that tackling's going to hurt your body, but you got to do it. And it showed for the first three quarters until they found an excuse not to have to put your life on the line to tackle these Georgia players.
About the fourth quarter, right when it took a turn, you saw more arm tackling.
Yeah.
The first half, they were getting hits.
Yeah, it was like –
second half, I don't know if they were gassed or
– I think a lot of it
was – we just don't have the bodies.
They played a lot of plays, too, the defense did.
When you're playing against a team that's physically bigger and stronger than you, like, if you don't have a bunch of reserves, then you're just going to tire out. It's like
a long boxing match. I'm calling it a moral victory, and you all can't stop me. I'm going to put a moral trophy on my shelf.
Oh, my goodness, Drew. Don't. I
like it.
The Louisville Sheriff will come after you, okay? All of the
– formerly the number three ranked team in the country, a title contender.
I don't think – you can't make it a moral victory, though, when they just got upset at home by South Carolina the week before.
Because
that's
defense,
what I think you can't make
because
it
Because South Carolina beat us, so it's all right. You know what I mean?
The defense showed up in a big way.
Well, the defense showed up because they couldn't throw the ball.
Only losing by 21 points –
moral victory sucks. Whether it be to the weather or not.
Listen, I'm going to go burn a moral couch. I'm so excited about this moral victory.
Is it bad, though, that I know that the weather obviously played a part, but after the game I was like, take DeAndre Swift out. It's a tie ball game.
Well, you can't do that.
But he's gone now, though. And you know what?
And there's holding on his touchdown.
Yep. That was not good.
Luckett was next to me in the press box, and I thought we were going to get a no cheering in the press box because he yelled, "That's a hold!"
Ooh, I've never gotten one on the road where the other school tells you to stop cheering.
It's the outdoor; they also can't hear you as well. But I mean, aside from DeAndre Swift was the only. I mean, they got some dudes up front on the offense and defensive side. Like, their defense still hasn't given up a rushing touchdown this year.
But
DeAndre Swift was the only dude where you're like, all right, he's scary. The guys behind him, it's not like when they had Chubb and Michelle and then Swift comes in the game for mop-up duty and he's awesome. Swift had 179 of their 270 yards. He was their entire team.
And he'll be making plays in the NFL this time next year.
Yes. He is gone. And I was glad that after the game, Stoops said, thank you. See you.
He needs to go to the NFL.
Yeah.
Didn't even hold back. Just came out and said it. Yeah. He needs to go to the NFL.
I'm tired of seeing this. I'm tired of you. I know that weather played a big part, but I still feel like Kentucky is inching closer to closing that gap.
So you agree it's a moral victory?
No, it's not, but it's not
That's
a moral
exactly
victory.
What
no,
it is.
You're making it,
is.
It sound like it's a moral
no,
victory.
No, it is still.
You
are.
Charles.
Now
it sounds like a moral victory.
Still, no, we're closer.
If
but
it sounds like a moral victory, it tastes like a moral victory.
It is a moral victory.
It is a moral victory.
We can't say that word, though, guys.
I mean, I'm not. You're the one. You were with me, and now you're not.
Take my moral free Chick-fil-A for whatever that is.
Your moral missed field goal
I'm just saying there are a lot of positive takeaways in a game. I thought they'd lose by 50.
Yeah. That made me think of one Instagram caption. I forgot who posted it after last game. And it was, the caption was, when you know there's cold canes waiting for you after the game. That's how true is that, though? We get it.
That's so true.
So true.
Is this the go-to meal?
Soggy
canes. It was Chick-fil-A this week.
Yeah, it's always Chick-fil-A in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Athens, whatever.
Athens.
How about
we like canes? They sponsor us. They wanted cold, canes. Warm,
Chick-fil-A.
Reheated next day.
I had no problem eating cold canes.
Fresh
or
out of the fryer.
Hey, how about little Blaylock, punt return in for Georgia?
That's right.
He's gonna be a stud.
Yeah.
Little Blaylock, Zach Blaylock,
and Darren Blaylock's little brother.
Yeah.
Oh, I was confused. It's number eight. We had the Blaylocks, and one went on to be on the Bachelorette.
Their brother is a freshman.
So
for
he's
Georgia.
The youngest of the twins.
Yes.
But he's not a twin, though.
I did not. Well,
he didn't stay in there for 5-6 years.
Dominique Blaylock.
I didn't realize that was another Blaylock.
She was pregnant with the last one for 6 years.
He's going to be, we'll be talking about him next year, the year after that, like a Swift.
So we just missed the Blaylock lineage. We were too early on the Blaylock train.
We tried
Kentucky.
To get this Blaylock, but. He had offers from everywhere. Obviously, if you get a running back and go to Georgia and see the field, then you could have probably went anywhere.
They do print them. It's really not fair.
Yeah, they get the best of the best.
That's why it was a moral victory.
So okay, moral victories aside.
You're saying it's a moral victory?
No,
though?
I'm not. I'm not saying it's a moral victory because here's something that I'm terrified of, that I'm really worried about. What did the coaches tell you all players after the games? They're like, hey, we can't let one loss turn into two.
Never heard that before.
And they say it's never as bad as it seems and never as good as it seems.
They say both of those things. Well, here's the thing,
but that's
folks.
True.
That's not what they really say, though, do they, Chuck?
They say it.
But I'll lie to them, dude.
After the Georgia game, Kentucky has let one loss turn into two every single year. Mark Stoops is coach at the University of Kentucky.
Can't do that.
There have been two bad ones.
Last year.
Last year was a really bad one.
To Tennessee.
Also, I'll note, the shirt you're wearing right now makes me uncomfortable. That is a certain color of orange you have on.
It's Halloween.
Okay. Halloween, yeah. Good. Halloween, black and orange.
Pumpkin.
Yeah.
You saved it.
Thank you.
Because I was ready to throw this drink at him.
The other really bad one was that Vandy game.
And oh, yeah. That would have been six.
All you had to do was beat Vanderbilt.
Oh.
That was not
That was
fun.
The DJ Elliott. If it would have...
Why would you say that?
If it would have worked, you would have loved it.
Why would you?
Yeah, that was Shannon Dawson that said that.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. If it would have worked, you would have loved it. But those have all been post-Georgia game losses.
You win some, you lose some.
Is that something that they are aware of, or you just pulled that from the internet?
Oh, no. I'm post. It's a post on KentuckySportsRadio.com.
But, like, Stoops knows this has been a problem.
When he asks him this week, he'll know.
Well, when he checks KentuckySportsRadio.com tonight,
he'll
see.
Which he does regularly.
Yes. Actually, I think he's he regularly refreshes.
He's an editor, isn't he?
We don't have one of those, but anyone would like to.
You might need one.
We could use it.
I don't know if he would have appreciated some of your previous posts. Like after the Florida game.
I've been a little critical. It's fine.
You know.
It's all in love. I'm a diehard fan.
Not this week, though, because moral victory. But.
So what are we, 4-3 now?
Nope. 3-4.
3-4.
And this.
Morally, we're 4-3.
Morally, we're like 5-6-1.
No. 4-3 morally.
Okay, morally 4-3.
This game
feels
though,
good to be above 500.
Yeah,
it feels good.
But this game can decide whether you're 500 or 7-5.
Yeah,
bowl eligible or not. It's huge, and it's against a team that you've consistently kicked Missouri's ass.
Yes, I think that's
that's a misconception.
It's obviously big for this season, but this would be five in a row for them. That starts to get in their head a little bit when you own them for five straight years. We don't recruit often against Missouri, but that could be helpful in recruiting.
If you get a good kid in St. Louis.
Yeah. So I think it's important to keep that streak going.
This game's always close. We don't
always close, but they've always lost the last four.
Yeah, they always lose it, though. We've been good at beating them.
They are still – their fans are still big mad at the Ahmad Wagner pass interference penalty. In fact, we should just post it every day this week. Like, hey – remember that time Ahmad Wagner got the pass interference against Missouri? That's a good idea. I don't think any Missouri fans will see it, notice it. It would be a real shame if they did. Let's just put it that way.
There you go.
But you win this game, You get a bye week. You don't have the 2 weeks of suck again.
I think it's almost a must win.
Oh, are you pulling out the must win?
I mean, what's in between a must win and would be nice to win?
A must win morally.
Morally must
no,
win.
No, nothing morally, but I think it is. I think they'll be ready.
I view after the bye week as its own season because we have in order, what is it? It's,
Tennessee
first, Vandy.
UT Martin.
UT Martin, Louisville.
Yes.
All four you're probably going to be the favorite in. This I see is let's steal one going into that last four-game stretch.
That'd be awesome. Be great.
Because I think after the bye, I don't know what they'll do with Sawyer Smith this week, but I think no matter what, after the bye week, he's healthy. He's your quarterback the last four games, and you go win those four. This is a good one to get off on the right foot going into the bye week.
It'd be nice to just have, you know.
What, do we have an update on him?
No, of course not. You kidding me?
Why does Stoops keep saying, you guys know I'm very honest with you? But it's like, no, you're not, because we've asked you for 3 weeks now.
Nobody even asked him today. He just was like.
I know, he volunteered it today.
Yeah, he was like, you know, it just kind of, it is what it is.
And I get, we don't have to know exactly what it is. I'm not asking for his medical records, but you can maybe.
Yeah, like say, hey, he fractured his wrist a month ago. Because didn't the announcers let it slip during the game that he fractured his wrist? At least that's what people are telling me.
Yeah, I caught that too. I didn't know if that was already out there, but they did say that.
It wasn't officially out there, but I think.
I'm pretty sure his everything is hurt. Like when you look at the chart, everything on his throwing arm
is
like injured.
It's like the Big Ben chart where they just show like a operation guy, and it's like.
It really is, though. And they said he has a lower injury.
Previously. So who knows? But you know who's not injured this week?
Charles Walker.
Lynn Bowden.
Big snack.
Phil Hoskins.
Oh, is he back?
He's back.
There we go. How about our boy Bully had a good game?
He's back.
But do we – I know he's a senior, but he's redshirt eligible.
Does
Big Snack
– Oh, well, you play him this week.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you got
but
four.
I mean,
think about it.
Yeah. Is that a realistic option, even though he's
– They could redshirt him. I would totally see them redshirt him.
I'm pretty sure he didn't redshirt him.
I think you put him at fullback. We need some offense.
Well, Stoops did
stop worrying about the defense. Like, if we can't score more than, like, 14 points, we're going to be in trouble.
Oh, yeah, Big Snack. He played at junior college. I don't know.
Dude, the fact that they still haven't played Walker Wood is
Isaiah Epps is definitely going to redshirt.
Yeah, but if Stoops saying today some of his redshirts are going to start playing.
Yes.
Did you say he's going to redshirt?
J.J. Weaver.
Who?
Who'd you say was going to
redshirt? Isaiah Epps.
Isaiah Epps.
Oh, I was about to say. Ask, where the hell's he
been? When they tried him out, he re-aggravated it. So they're just going to shelve him for the most part.
It's good. So receiver got on down the road.
He's fast. He's so fast.
86 Isaiah Epps.
But the big season. News, instead of waiting on quarterback stuff, Stoops kind of casually slipped a lot of stuff out there when asked about injuries because JP and Jordan Wright apparently both got dinged up during the game. Didn't notice it at the time. But they apparently got banged up.
There is something about waking up on Sundays and you're like, I kind of remember hurting that, but I don't, and now it really hurts. So what is going on?
Listen, I
can't move my arms.
That happens to me on Sundays.
Oh, man, I was feeling that Saturday. Catherine's will do that to you. This is a rough Saturday morning.
I saw you on Snapchat out past work and curfew.
Uh-oh.
On road trips, we're in by 9.
Oh, yeah.
Getting ready for the next day.
Getting after it. You know, I was doing my research watching the other team play first.
There you go.
I got you.
Yeah.
So last time I went out in Athens, someone called me old. So.
Ooh, I remember that.
We'll be back.
What did they say? People your age go to this place.
No, they're like, they're not usually out. it's too late for you to be out.
Ooh.
I've gotten to the point when I go to Athens now, I don't know the names of any of the places, but I walk in, I'll be like, yeah, I've been here before. This feels like, it's the floor's a little slick. Yeah, I've been here before.
What time did you get in?
What time do the bars close? The best part was that after we go out, we make a pit stop at the racetrack to fill up on snacks, and that took 35 minutes to pick out. You know, what you wanted because there's so many options.
You got
to
fuel up for that game the next
between
day.
The gas station hot dogs and nachos. And also.
Did you get a cheesy tornado?
I did not. I got bugles, cheesy bugles.
Ah, bugles.
Yeah. I just.
You know what? Not my biggest.
It's a good old person snack.
I hadn't had them in a long time.
Now so you got to do the barbecue Oh, Lord. I'm going to come back with his name because I'm blanking on it now.
Grippos.
No, Grippos. What the hell's that?
Mike Sells? Mm-mm. You don't know what Grippos are? Grippos are delicious. You were the guy who had Skyline today. Grippos is the second most Cincinnati thing behind Skyline.
Well, I'm from Louisville, so.
Well, you were eating Cincinnati stuff today, so suck it, pal. But then after we get our gas station food, we go back to eat it at the hotel room, and Steve Spurrier was on the television, and it just, like it snapped. It was like you going to P.F. Chang's. Mm. Just PTSD. You can't. Yeah.
It's a tough place to go.
Started screaming at the television.
What happened to P.F. Chang's?
Started cursing.
I got dumped there.
Ooh.
After she ran up our bill, got wine. And
ooh.
Yeah.
Man, this girl is a...
It's tough.
She's a schemer.
Yeah, it's okay. You know, water always finds its level. I found in love, and now I'm engaged. It worked out for the better. But that was a $200 I didn't need to spend that night. She could have dumped me before.
Could have easily done it, but refused.
Man.
Sorry, man. I was rich back then. I think I worked 10 hours a week at Finish Line.
There you go. Did you wear a lanyard? Finish Line lanyard?
No, I worked in the back. I was stock, so I didn't have to wear my lanyard.
That's where the big bucks are.
Yeah, and then I quit on my 21st birthday.
Oh, good
time.
They'd
be coming in at 6 a.m. the day after, and I was like, yeah, you know what I'm not going to do? That's definitely not going to happen.
Oh, man.
That's my Finish Line story.
I don't even know what we were talking about. I don't know how we
got on this
tangent.
You're getting in late, Spurrier.
Catherine's,
what a moral victory
fun.
That was.
No. Who knows? Oh, Fritos Twist. Yeah, my brother got those. The barbecue spirals.
There you go.
Those are fantastic chip. Austin, yep. Best chip. Go.
Doritos. Nacho cheese.
Which flip? Oh, all right.
Spicy nacho. Very tasty.
I don't
tasty.
Like Doritos. Is that weird?
You
That's pretty un-American.
Not even Doritos tacos?
Oh, no, I love those. Come on. Don't be silly.
That
I was one of the first people in the
sense.
World to try those.
Yeah, did you all know that?
Like, seriously?
Yeah, they
real
flew
stat?
Me to California to the headquarters.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, he went to Taco Bell.
This
HQ.
Sounds like a lie that you would usually tell, but no. Now I'm believing it.
Yeah, it's like Willy Wonka's Chocolate Factory. I just
yeah, how was it?
Got to do whatever I wanted.
Did you fall in the chocolate fountain like Augustus Gloop?
He fell in the nacho
no, but,
cheese.
little Drew.
They let me in the test kitchen. They're like, you can make whatever you want. But I was a little scared. Overwhelming, you know?
Yeah, I don't
like
know what
I'd make. Their head chef was there. Their CEO was there. And then I made this burrito. And it was a good burrito. And then I sat
and
down.
And that's the seven-layer burrito?
No, they were. Yeah.
Little do we know, you make like 10 cents every seven-layer burrito that's sold.
But no, I sit down and started eating it. And this woman walks over. She's like, you're in the test kitchen at Taco Bell, and you made that little burrito. Get up and do it again. So
oh,
I got
wow.
like six tortillas and laid them out across a table. And then we got to like three people rolling it over the size of burrito.
Oh, there you wow. go.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. That won't be on the menu because it's probably about $60 worth of stuff.
I mean, hey, when in Rome though, right?
Yeah. So I do like Doritos.
That'd be an awesome job to just have the ideas of making – new food for a giant restaurant chain.
I'll tell you what wasn't awesome is after I did it, I mean, I ate all day at Taco Bell, just whatever wanted oh. stuff in my face. And I flew out that night on a red eye and had middle seat.
Oh.
And I couldn't sleep. And my stomach wasn't exactly right, as you can imagine. That I don't wish those 4 hours on anyone. Yeah. I thought I was in like a sweat and a big dude. I'm in the middle. I couldn't get comfortable.
Did you have both armchairs?
I can't remember Arm that.
Rest?
You definitely got the meat sweats, though.
Oh, for sure. I was struggling.
Oh, man. That's brutal. Absolutely brutal.
But I had a moral victory getting to see Taco Bell.
Got any gear? Any gear from
oh,
it?
Oh, man. The moral victory talk. We need a cease and desist on
okay,
it.
I'll stop. I agree. I'm not a moral victory
okay,
guy.
Okay. Before we
just
finish.
I'm being silly.
Best thing you saw during the game, Drew
oh,
Franklin.
Easy. Boogie Watson. While being blocked, pulling down Swift.
That was
crazy.
Was
it Swift? I know it was a running back.
It was, no, it was like Harrion, I think.
Okay, regardless. But
that was.
The blocker basically had him pinned and locked up, and he just, nope, I'm going to stick my left arm out and pull you down too.
He didn't even shed him. He was just like, okay, yeah. I'll take the blocker, and then I will tackle him
yeah.
at the same time.
One left arm out. That was my favorite thing I saw all day.
That was
Austin?
Pretty badass.
Mine would be Zach Johnson, kickoff return.
Mm. Oh, man.
But I still think you gotta head up that kicker,
oh,
Rodrigo,
no,
and you gotta
yeah.
beat him. You know,
I'm in no place to be telling what someone to do in that situation.
Well, he knows,
but
it
I don't
too.
Think he did the right thing.
He knows it on his Snapchat. I think it was yesterday. he's like had a video of and it said something like, I need to score this next time, blah, blah, blah. Which is also kind of like, hey, look at me kind of bragging that I had a sick kick return.
Yeah, check out the 60.
But I also think I do need to know I'm going to have to beat that guy
next
time.
I'm good, but I could do better.
The thing with Kentucky all year is they've had big plays like that, but they haven't been scores.
That's the biggest part. Like when someone has a 90-yard run and is flagged down at the 10, all right, well, guess what? Now we have to score on a field that's teeny, and then we're going to kick a field goal. Okay, well, you got to get in the end zone.
Yeah, we need the Rakeem Boyd 78-yard touchdown on the first play kind of thing. It finished in six. Wynn's had some big runs, some big catches too. AJ's had some big ones, but they've gotten caught. We need to just – don't get caught.
Yeah.
Or run over Hot Rod. Knock his goggles off.
I would have loved it. Just maybe run him over. If you don't stay up and score, at least you get to see our player just de-cleat a kicker. And then the whole team's like, not only did he just have a 50-yard run, but he also just killed some dude. I mean, you know, rather than just getting hit out of bounds, it's like, man.
He surrendered.
Yeah. Kind of.
You got to go for the boomstick.
I just think he didn't realize what was happening, I don't think.
Just excited to be that far downfield.
Probably.
Ball, still going.
Kickoffs are tough. Returns, that is.
Not as tough as punts, though, obviously.
Definitely.
Well, Kentucky hasn't had a kickoff return since.
Lynn's been close.
Derek Locke.
Yeah. Lynn was tackled in, like, inside the 3-yard
line.
Yeah,
and Vandy.
Fumbled it, right?
That was, like, the longest play. No, that was on a screen.
Yeah, he fumbled the screen. Yeah. Chuck recovered it. Save the day.
Nice. Boom. Good fumble.
I don't think
good
I was
hustle.
Ever awarded that, like, 90 yards on my stats. So what's up with that?
We'll call Susan Lax. We'll get that fixed.
Yeah, thank you.
Slides can fix it.
Probably call the Heisman.
Is that how that
too,
works?
Because that probably would have skewed.
I thought that's how it works. Like, if someone has a huge catch, but then they fumble it and another player on the same team recovers it, I think they get the yards.
You only get the distance from where the ball was fumbled to where you recovered.
I don't know. That might be the rule.
I just made that up.
I mean, that ball rolled like 25 yards.
How many yards would you like? Yards. We'll give them to you right now.
I don't know. 100, like 1,000. Maybe my stats will be pretty good. Give me like 1,000 extra yards.
All right. We'll put you down.
Yeah. Well, we'll get you down for that much. I don't know why this just popped in my head, and it's very off topic, but NFL cats are just kicking all of the ass still.
We mentioned, were we on the podcast talking about the Titans?
We weren't. But Wesley Woodyard saved the day at the goal line.
A goal line stand I did not see happening with three touchdowns called back from the 1-yard line.
Three.
For my Titans to hold tight.
Three were overturned in the last one. Wesley got that fist in there at the right time, popped the ball free.
From Melvin Gordon, who wanted all that big money.
And he's not getting it.
Yeah.
Austin Ekeler was the guy who got him down there, too.
I know.
Yeah.
He'll be having a big contract.
Woodyard was big. Josh Allen was in Cincinnati. And I think the only people that attended that game were Kentucky fans.
I love the crowd after the game when Josh Allen's giving high fives around the stands and everyone there, even in Bengals gear, are so excited to run and give him a high five.
Charlie Walter at the press conference today was like, so did you go to the House of Horrors yesterday? And everybody knew he was talking about Paul Brown Stadium. Everybody knew. The Bengals, still very bad. But Josh Allen, killing it. Sacked Andy Dalton. Led the way for a pick six for Calais Campbell. And then after the game, our boy B-Roll was up there interviewing Josh and talked to Calais Campbell. And apparently Calais Campbell, big Kentucky basketball fan.
Really?
Interesting.
Yeah, they have like a back and forth because Calais calls Kentucky a basketball school. And Josh is like, we're a football school.
Where did Calais go?
That's a great question. He's a 6'8 defensive end, though.
He's
one of the biggest humans in the world. What school will take him?
I have no idea how he was able to do that.
He's from the U.
Really?
There you go.
I did not know that.
Did not know that either.
Have you seen the Calais Campbell interviews? They call them like
short
interviews, and it's him being the humongous man he is on like a teeny couch, and they bring – another NFL player is obviously humongous, and he sits on a teeny chair.
Yeah,
they have
a house that's probably like a third of the scale, like a room that's just like super tiny. So it's like tiny desk concert NPR, except actually like super tiny.
And they have him on it?
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
I'll have to check that out.
Yeah. And another UK player did something awesome yesterday, but I
It's Lonnie Johnson had a career high in tackles, although he got burnt a couple times, so let's not praise him too much.
Yeah, yeah. We got to be honest with him.
Yeah.
Keep him humble.
Corey Peters with a sack.
And then Randall Cobb.
Randall Cobb. Didn't find the end zone, but the Cowboys beat the shit out of the Eagles. Can we say that?
Yeah. He had a couple big catches, too.
I'm bummed, though. Benny Snell, this would have been the perfect week because they both running backs in front of him are hurt, and they had a bye week.
Yeah.
It would have been all Benny this week if they had a game, and now James Conner will probably be –
he'll probably be back.
Yeah.
But he's still going to get –
maybe he'll be limited.
Samuels is going to be out for, like, at least a month. So
maybe.
Maybe.
Benny's going to get his carries, though. It's a long season.
And he looks good last week. Leading the team in carries. So
he looks so good catching the ball out of the backfield, which is something he didn't ever do at Kentucky.
I want to know if Benny the Bandit is still making music.
Ooh.
Or is he full NFL?
Underground, because you already know.
He might be.
I mean, it's underground, but, like, he's producing. You don't think he's not in the lab?
I don't know.
Well,
I mean,
best
maybe.
Underground music comes from your all's old teammate.
Mekel Horton?
Yes, Mekel Horton.
Fuego?
Yeah, Fuego.
I thought it was going to be Jahlil.
I'm not going to lie. His songs are actually pretty catchy.
I mean, he is very – I know it's legalized in a lot of places, but he is very open with his recreational use of marijuana.
I would say he is very open with it as well.
It's almost a little too much. Just scrolling through his Instagram, I caught a buzz, and I just straight through the phone. Good for him. He's found his passion.
Who are the most musically gifted Mark Stoops player? We have Mekel Horton.
Jahlil
Hyche, who was like R&B kind of.
I forgot all about him.
Yeah.
Jahlil's in the studio 24/7.
Boss Man Fat.
Boss Man Fat. Five albums at age 19.
Or Boss Man
he's
Fat.
He's the new DB we just got from LSU.
Calvin transfer. Joseph.
Oh, gotcha.
Come on. Five Everybody albums already? God, that's respectable.
I've also noticed Boss Man Fat loves to tweet about how nobody can stop him next year.
Hey.
He just keeps saying wait till next year over and over.
Hey,
just wait.
Hopefully
but you ain't waiting.
He's raising that bar for himself. We'll see.
Because you ain't waiting correctly. If he was waiting correctly, he wouldn't have to say wait till next year.
Damn
Lil,
right.
Lil was a great name drop. I completely forgot about him.
Yeah. He was the Mark Stoops' first commitment ever.
Number 13.
Yeah. Pretty impressive. Oh, so I was like, you know what? I'm going to Google NFL sack leaders. And I'd scroll down just a few names. Tied for eighth with 6 sacks.
Oh, yeah.
Big Z, Za'Darius Smith. And who's 2 names below him? 1 Josh Allen with 5 sacks. Tied with Joey Bosa. All right, here's the thing that we've got. We need Josh to have a big game in prime time. Get like a pick 6.
Yeah.
Because it's going to come down to Josh Allen and Joey Bosa.
Rookie of the year.
Yes. And Bosa.
I don't know how much you're going to get the Jags on primetime.
Bosa had that game where he waved the flag on Baker. And
his mud slap was pretty sick this week, too, honestly.
Was that him, too, that went across the.
Yeah, it's pretty badass. Yeah.
That's the thing.
But he's no Josh Allen.
He's the name brand, but Josh could outnumber him.
It's all politics.
And he's
He'll
on a
get
team.
It. He's a Bosa. That's what sells.
And
it's going to be BS.
Right now.
The 49ers.
6-0.
Yeah.
Now picked to be in the Super Bowl. Which nobody saw that coming.
Did you pick them to be in the Super Bowl?
No, but now they're the hot pick now. If 49ers are going to
You know
be
how
in
this
it.
Works. They're going to die down. They're going to be trash.
I'm
Jags are going to win it all.
If the KSR curse is real, then Teddy Bridgewater will not win or cover in the next month. Because that stat that Matt shared of him, he's 16-2 as a dog against the spread, and he's 28-7 overall. That's insane.
Wow.
That's just –
Drew Brees, system quarterback, we're learning he's not
– Not the real deal.
Not the real deal.
No. Nope.
Anybody can just step in there and keep winning for the Saints.
Oh, hey, there was Anthony Davis on the TV just for a second.
Anthony Davis.
You know, just people we used to hang out with. I had class with him. No big deal.
I've worn his gold medal at Tinder before.
Not many people can say that.
That was his pops, right? He's a big
guy. Me and Ant Sr. used to have some good nights together.
He seems like a fun guy.
He can stay out later than any of them.
Is he the one that would come to the KS bar? Or no? Isn't there a dad right now that you hang out with before games or something?
No, but there was a guy who frequents Lexington. Yeah, and his dad had a mountain lion or something.
Wait, who are we talking about?
Ezekiel Elliott's dad.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
of.
He watched the Cowboys in here a couple weeks ago.
He has like a pet mountain lion or something, or like a pet –
Sounds about right.
Something, some pet African lion that like got out and attacked a dog in Ohio.
Good.
Wait,
that
continue.
Is a situation.
And they had to kill the cat. They had to kill his pet.
That
how was, he,
it was dangerous.
How was it legal for him to have that in the first
place? Probably
not. First of all, how is it not illegal for everyone not to have a?
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
African lion.
I guess when your son's getting $50 million, you can have exotic animals. Well,
I think every NFL dad should have to get a lion. Yeah.
Remember when the guy had like the license for those in like Zanesville, Ohio, and he just like went crazy one day and let them all loose?
Oh,
that's where
God.
Ezekiel's dad might have gotten his. Just called it up.
Just like trapped it himself and decided to keep it. I could see the Elliots. You know, they're wild cards.
Yeah, Papa Elliot, big KS Bar fan.
Yes. All right. Back to football. We went down.
I never got the best
there.
Thing you saw all day. Did we?
It was Chris Oates doing the screaming at the students.
Can I give
session.
A hot take?
Sure.
I was anti-cash last week. I don't want to be anti-cash. But he did miss that quarterback by 7 yards, so I had a good laugh.
Yes.
But now with Chris Oates playing the way he is, but then if he's also going to do the leader, I'm shouting, get everybody hyped up, do I even need a cash? Is Chris Oates my new cash?
Chris Oates, 7 tackles last week. Cash.
He's been the better player on the field. If he adds the wrestling persona.
Cash might not
give him the, is he
even
the leader?
Be able to play this week because of concussions. Stoops did a – I don't want to get into that, but he did let the cat out of the bag that he had a dizzy spell, quote unquote, after the game, and he had been in concussion protocol earlier this year. So if it's two concussions in a year, then you would think like, all right, we got to take our time letting him back this one.
If that happened, that would explain why he hasn't been playing to the best of his ability in a couple of these recent games.
Especially you've got a bye week coming up. The game after, so you would think let him rest against a team that's going to throw it a lot, so you were going to be using Oates a lot anyway.
Yeah.
Where this game's going to get really tricky, though, is the outside linebacker position, because Josh Pascal, and that was something that we just
and
went
Jay
on. We went on a complete tangent, and now we're finally getting back to Josh Pascal. Jordan Wright banged up, so... So far this year, they've only played 3 outside linebackers. It's those two guys and Boogie Watson. Behind him, you have Xavier Peters, J.J. Weaver, and Jared Casey.
What's up with Xavier Peters? Why are we not seeing him?
Funny because, you should ask.
Yes. Today,
Coach Stoops threw him under the bus.
Yes. Because he didn't take him to Athens. He didn't dress him for the trip. He said Xavier needs to learn how we handle our business here, and that involves showing up on time. So –
put on blast at the Monday press conference.
Which doesn't happen very often.
No. Hey, I guess not dressing and not making the trip there is better than dressing, playing, punching someone in the face, and then having to take a bus home.
That's true.
Ooh.
Clemson player did that.
So, awesome or not?
Awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome.
Punching, not awesome.
Oh,
taking the bus
it.
Home.
So, yeah, a Clemson player. Like ground and pounded a dude from Louisville, just started punching him in the face, and so
with the helmet on or with his
Which also that's the dumbest thing ever.
Yeah,
but yes,
so
all right.
What Dabo did
is definitely dirty.
Dabo said, "You're not flying back with the team. You're riding back with the equipment managers on the bus."
Hmm. I'm gonna look up how far that is.
It's at least.
I would get my lawyer on the phone. Cruel and unusual punishment.
It's probably 10 hours in a bus. It's about 8. In a regular car, but if you're thinking you're in like a semi or whatever,
you're just right. Back with TK.
Probably the most fun bus ride ever.
Bro,
I might try to do that after every game.
Yeah, seriously.
But instead of getting home to be able to go out Saturday night, it was a noon kickoff. He probably didn't get home until like 3 a.m. in the morning Sunday.
Yeah,
that's rough.
Best punishment ever.
According to Google, it's a 7-hour drive. You got to think equipment truck slower.
Yeah.
Equipment managers definitely have stopped to pee a lot.
And,
it's a 10-hour
and
trip.
They probably didn't leave for like 3 hours after the game
no,
ended.
No, that's a kicker.
Know,
they
got
that.
They got
to
load
can't
up.
I just believe that
up.
That would be legal to do. To
oh, yeah. Why not? It's a
well,
great punishment.
Well, because it's a game, first of all. It's an amateur sport. And
he was way out of line.
I mean, the dude just started, like, punching him for no reason.
I mean, if
– I know. But that's still pretty, like, that's cruel and unusual to make him not fly home with a team.
I don't know.
Like,
you just got to provide a ride home. It doesn't have to be a plane. Lots of schools bus to games.
Yeah, but the whole team buses, not just, like, one player.
It's
like
the rest of the team didn't punch anyone.
I think it's a great creative punishment.
This player has had to have trouble in the past. I mean, if it's just one play – I don't think you do that, but
I mean, you can punish him in other ways. That's all I'm saying. Like,
that's the other way. That's the creative way. It's not like spinning down the south. It's a very.
I mean, I
guys
highly
are saying
doubt
that,
someone from Clemson's going to do it.
You've never traveled, and you know how tired you are after a game. I'm just a kicker, and then to like get home super late because like even though it's a noon kickoff, you're still getting home at like 9 o'clock.
It's a very on brand punishment. Guess for what Dabo I'm saying?
Well, definitely this player is probably expendable.
Yeah, you got to be.
I mean.
It was late in the game.
If it's your starting quarterback, you kind of just say, you know, one, you can't do that. We're going to discipline you, but you're on that flight back.
He had a lot of time to think about it.
A lot of time. I thought it was great.
I loved it.
It was a kooky college football Saturday because you had the Boomer Schooner flipping over.
Watch that.
Yeah,
line.
And
that
no one
wild.
Checked on that poor girl. They all just went
flying.
And she went flying. No one checked on her. They all went to the
horses.
Yeah.
Then you had Derek Mason going crazy.
That was
weird. I
want
to add one thing to the Oklahoma cart turning over. Mm-hmm. Oklahoma's really good. I watched that whole game.
Oh, yeah. They're,
I feel like we're not talking about them enough with the Bamas and the Clemsons. And
this could be the Lincoln's team that wins it all.
Yeah.
Because Jalen Hurts is just playing crazy. And they actually have a defense now.
Yeah.
If they win it all, is Lincoln Riley gone to the league?
To the Titans, hopefully.
I think he's waiting until Jason Garrett. So Jerry – no. So, yes, because what's going to happen, this team's going to be really good. Jerry Jones is finally going to fire Jason Garrett because he's going to blow it. And then they're going to hire Lincoln Riley.
Well, we know Garrett's
and then the
blow
Cats
it.
Are going to hire Kellen Moore.
How crazy
as the
is it
OC.
That Lincoln Riley was almost your offensive coordinator?
Yeah, he was almost yours.
Yeah. Oh,
something.
Man.
That's something.
Other crazy stuff that happened. Wisconsin lost to Illinois.
31-point favorite, Wisconsin.
Yeah. Illinois.
Yeah, that one was
Illinois.
Weird.
Also, did you see Lovie Smith's beard?
Oh, he's Santa Claus.
I didn't even know he was coaching in the league. I mean, in college.
Illinois.
Yeah.
And he has a huge white Santa Claus beard.
Yeah. I saw a picture and I went, wait, is that the same Lovie Smith?
And he used to coach at UK.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I found that out yesterday.
What? Where?
He was
Bill Curry?
Let me look it up to be sure. Ryan Lemon dropped that little factoid on us.
What a nugget. Did not know
I actually
that.
Argued. I thought he was making it up because that just seems like something I should know.
Well, I know, like, there have been some incredibly famous – like Don Shula coached at UK.
1992, linebackers coach.
Bill Curry. Wow. The more you know.
He looks like Morgan Freeman and Evan Almighty.
So that was crazy game. We mentioned the Missouri losing a few times. Derek Mason, that was a very bizarre – like his –
It may be uncomfortable.
Well, all right. Well, give me the lowdown because I didn't see that either.
After the game, he was in – not really pressed, but was getting interviewed, and he kind of went on a tangent that was, like, kind of mad, but
– People don't realize how hard we work. They said they want this job, but I'm the one who's made for this job.
Yeah.
We got to work every day. He's basically saying this job's terrible, and I'm the only person who can do it. Which, he's probably right.
He's not wrong.
Yeah.
And that win probably saved him his job.
Yeah, it probably did.
And that speech.
I don't know how many fans
cares.
They had at the game.
Oh, man. Probably
all together.
It wasn't as bad as they've already hosted Georgia and LSU. Those two crowds were all opposing fans won a Nashville trip.
And Missouri
this one wasn't
wears
as bad.
They wear the same color, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah. But now that Vandy's serving booze. Every fan base already, when the schedule comes out, if they're at Nashville, that's the one you circle because you don't get to go there often. Or at least,
you know you're gonna win.
Yeah, so they're never gonna have home field advantage
ever again.
Ever. Kentucky's gonna pack the place.
I bet you beers at their stadium are cheaper than beers on Broadway.
Broadway's gotten insane.
Yeah, it's crazy. Hell yeah! When we do KSR football podcast road trip, we're just staying in Midtown.
Okay.
Yeah. It's plan. There was one other. Oh, Jeremy Pruitt almost publicly executed Jarrett Garantano on the field after he had just decided, you know what? I'm going to try to quarterback sneak it instead of run the play that they called that would have gotten the touchdown that they could have walked into the end zone.
Yeah, it was a really bad play.
It was so
bad. People are upset about him pulling on his helmet.
Oh, I thought he went light on it.
Yeah.
My God.
I'm surprised his head is still on after what he did to his little audible he didn't call.
Garantano is definitely transferring after the year. He was the number.
I don't think anyone will miss him.
He was the number two high school quarterback in America when he committed to Tennessee.
Well, they hate him.
He is not good. They were playing their third street guy, like Shart, over him at the end of the game.
Did you see the lights Alabama debuted?
Not as cool as Georgia's.
It is quite an upgrade that we need to invest in.
It's the new rage in college football. That and put your cell phones up going in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, well, that's just free visual you get.
Free visual. Georgia, they know how to put on a good light show. Like they did, they do it before the fourth quarter. They actually did it like pretty much every break. But their pregame video, I think they have it on YouTube, and it's the Teenage Wasteland. Very cool.
Like that's just. Really good song.
The lights going with it. I mean, it was just like.
Just tells me that moral victory was even more impressive if they did it in that atmosphere.
4-3. Feels good to be 4-3.
Feels great.
Sure it does. There were a couple things in there that you gotta. Man, Wagner, catch that pass. That would have been. That was absolutely brutal.
Every ball that came out of Lynn's hand was like. Helicopter sideways
and
like.
So high in the air.
Like, oh yeah,
the rotation it so high.
There was one.
If they would have caught one of those, it would have been a miracle. Like, let's be honest.
After that one, when he was chucking it deep, he was just like, you know what? If nobody's going to be able to catch up to this, I'm going to throw it as far as humanly possible.
Better than having a turnover.
Yep, better than a turnover.
I think it's a moral victory that he had one turnover as often as he's been running the ball.
He's a great game manager.
Damn it, Drew,
he
you're right.
He throws it away.
He had one turnover in two games.
Yeah, and when they first said he's going to quarterback, we all thought, oh, God. He's going to turn over a lot, but it'll be special. If you told me one turnover in two games, I'd say, you know what, that's a moral victory.
And he had 17, carries.
I think you're coming around on the old MV.
I am coming around. I did have to fight.
Lost one.
And I was the positive one. I like fought TJ on the radio this morning because he was being old Debbie Downer.
Oh, I'm.
Well, he
is. Drew's just happy the Titans won.
I'm captain of Team Positive. No, for real. I thought the defense looked good, even in the rain.
I really hope that because your teams have really stunk lately.
It's been bad.
I hope the Titans that win. Gives the Cats some good juju because they could certainly use some positive vibes. As I was saying earlier about all the edges going down, now they're going to have to play Jared Casey or J.J. Weaver. Stoop said this is where they're going to start trying to work them in.
Because they can get their four.
They'll still probably play a lot of kind of nickel situations because with Boogie as the guy in because they're going to throw it a lot at Mizzou. But still – Casey and Weaver, they're going to get their first action. And those guys, the folks over at U of Smell have done a lot of trying to poach players. One of them might be Sean Kell Knight Goff, who we found out late Sunday that he had left the team. Stoop said today that he came to him about 2 or 3 weeks ago and said that he just didn't want to play football anymore. Are you buying that at all, Drew?
No.
Yeah.
He's suddenly going to fall in love with football again at Louisville.
Yeah, and the thing – that's the only down or at all to this is that it's just too Louisville because he was recruited. He was an outside linebacker in high school, and they recruited four outside linebackers in his class. He was the fourth, so they were like, okay, we're going to play you at will linebacker, DeAndre Squares' position. DeAndre Squares is a sophomore. Jamin Davis, redshirt sophomore, they were ahead of him. Also, Trey Wilkins, who's in the same class as him, he's already played in a game this year, so Knight Goff probably wasn't going to play. So he's fourth at his own position right now, was going to have to find some way to work his way in. So the transfer might have happened down the road regardless. It just stinks that it's to Louisville. That's really just the moral of the story.
Yeah, with all due respect to him, probably not going to change much in the win-loss column for Kentucky.
Probably not. Probably not at all.
So
yep.
If you don't want to be here, don't be here is the way I see it.
Yep. Transfers happen. Attrition happens.
Yep.
And most of them we don't even think about or remember.
I think half my class transferred out. Or was kicked off or failed. I don't know.
Grades. Yeah. A lot of just like, hey.
There was like 23 of us, and when on senior day, there was like 10 that
10 were or 12.
In
what was your class again?
14.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at names.
You weren't even technically in it either because you, like, they only put, like, yeah. Like if he looks up class of 2014.
I won't even be in there.
Yeah.
Well,
and really, it's.
We'll put you in there.
Is it the recruiting class of 15? I don't know. Put in those 1,000 yards of 14? I don't know.
It would have been recruiting class of 14.
Yeah.
There yeah. You go. It's because it would have been Barker. And yep.
You had 32 enrollees.
Yeah. And read off some of those names, Drew Franklin. Because like Thaddeus
I'll
Snodgrass.
Name the ones that are gone.
Gone.
Dorian Hendricks.
Denzel Ware gone. Didn't see it all the way through.
Nope.
Thaddeus Snodgrass, gone.
At least Denzel did good things when he was
there. Mikel Horton, who we spoke of earlier,
yep.
Gone to nope. Pursue a rap career.
TV Williams gone. Nico Ferrio's gone.
Nick Richardson, he didn't finish it out.
Nope.
Kobe Walker, he didn't finish it out.
Nope.
Lloyd Tubman, Josh Kroc.
Nope.
They Darryl Long, Jarrett LaRubio, TV Williams. You said Nico, Dorian Hendricks, Jared Tucker. Dang, your whole class did leave.
Yeah, Jared Tucker went to EKU.
Wow.
And it was like a highly touted class.
Highest ranked class in school history.
Also some big names in here.
Mike Edwards, Darius West.
Yeah,
those are some big names.
Some of those guys are pretty good.
Poop Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, he panned out. So how many?
You just named like 16 dudes right there.
Yeah. I stopped too. I could have kept going.
I don't.
Couple down here I don't even recognize.
16?
I mean, I just marked it. I might have one or two that I listed already. That
Who
he
is
said,
Logan Blue?
He's a walk-on from Owensboro. Oh. He stayed.
How is he on there and Chuck's not on there?
Man, the disrespect. You don't even get a recruiting profile.
Bro, let's be real. Logan
get it all
Blue
the time.
Did do more than you while he was here, though.
Top two players in that class, Drew Barker, Matt Elam. That didn't go as planned with either one.
No.
Two highly touted 4-stars.
Who was three?
Darius. He worked out all right.
Yeah, Mike
then,
Edwards
then
worked Denzel out.
Ware, then Boom. Then Thaddeus
Boom
Snodgrass.
Boom too.
A 4-star.
That was a 4-star, yeah.
Over Mike Edwards.
Yeah, Thaddeus Snodgrass, not exactly a physical guy who could get open. He's tall, though. No long arms.
Yeah.
That was when they got you kicked out of a game.
I did get kicked out of a game.
Yeah. They interviewed Thaddeus Snodgrass and Drew Barker at a tailgate lot. Apparently very frowned upon.
We got one game suspension.
Recruiting rule, so yeah.
So you know what I did with Matt? Went to California to the Breeders' Cup. Said, you all have fun at your –
Did you go to – was it Santa Anita or Del Mar?
Santa Anita. We missed some FCS opponent. So thank you, UK. Appreciate that one game suspension.
That sucks. I would like to be at the Breeders' Cup next weekend when it's – a bye week. I'll be at Churchill Downs, though. That's going to be fun.
Making lots of money.
Yeah, I heard you advertising for some fantasy game, too. Do you get, like, some promo code? Wait, I'm going to cut this part. We'll talk about that off here. Saturday. Missouri. Cats are 11-point underdogs.
Take my money. That's way too high. And the total's too high. It's like 49 or something. I'm going low scoring.
Low scoring affair?
Yeah.
Cats
Missouri's
defense.
Offense is overrated.
Zips them up.
Kentucky's defense is looking good. The secondary is looking good. We know Kentucky's not going to score many because we don't have a quarterback. Give me the under.
Does Sawyer Smith return, Austin McGinnis?
I don't know. I really don't.
Just guess. That's. I don't think any of us know. At this point, it's all just guessing.
Yeah, I don't think.
Okay, well, I think Lynn starts the game, and I think if – we're within a score, then we don't even attempt to put Sawyer in the game. I think if he's good enough to – if Sawyer's good enough to play, like maybe we see him in a desperation situation. But, I mean, if it's dry outside, I think Lynn can throw the football good enough. I stand by my word. I think Lynn's good enough to win a football game at quarterback.
I also think that Missouri, their defense has been statistically one like the best in the SEC. Like towards the top in a bunch of different categories. Pass defense is one of them. But where they've gotten gashed is against running quarterbacks. So Wyoming, they just RPO'd them to death. That's how they won. Vandy threw out a runner, the Hassan guy, who didn't do a lot but did just enough to keep him off balance. So I think that's a good point. I think if it stays within a score, you keep seeing Lynn. But if they feel like they need to throw it a lot, then I could see them rolling Sawyer out there to – try to come throw him back into the game.
I like it. I think you're right. I think you start Lynn, and hopefully you keep it close. But if you do have to start slinging it, Sawyer comes in. Hopefully you don't, and he can rest up, take another bye week, then come back for the next four.
How stupid would they feel if they put in Walker Wood and he just, like, balled out? Like, he just, like, literally drove us down the field and scored, like, three times.
You know what? If that happens, then
I still don't know.
No podcast next week.
I still don't know why you don't give him any, like, chunk minutes at Georgia. Like, I just feel like I don't know. I just still don't understand why he hasn't gotten a drive for, like, a series or, like.
Even in garbage time.
Yeah, even in garbage time. Just so, like, because, I mean, if Sawyer gets hit again on that shoulder and then we go the last. Like, I don't know how much Lynn can do if their defensive line plays well. Like, if you come against a physical team that wraps up, like, we're really handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, I just think anyone that can throw the ball decent at least takes the handcuffs off of you.
Yeah, that – I was happy they didn't try to put in somebody else against Georgia, though, because we could not block their defensive line. We could not. We couldn't, and you needed Lynn to just be able to get away.
Exactly. And that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying, like, he's the option. I'm just still, like, surprised. I just don't understand why I don't give him chunk minutes, like, just garbage minutes, just to see, like, okay, he's – I mean, because, damn, I don't know. I just, like, I just never seen such a prejudice towards a player.
That just tells me he's not that good.
Yeah.
I mean, they see him every day and have seen him every day for
a
couple years now.
Think about how many times coaches are wrong about people
That's
on the
true.
Practice field.
Oh, I'm not saying they shouldn't give him a shot. It just makes me wonder how far off is he that they're not even considering him.
So the good news is that Missouri's defense has only accounted for 13 sacks this year. Only Texas A&M and Vanderbilt have fewer in the SEC.
And what about Smoke? Is he going to be back? Or?
AC joint. So
no.
How bad? Did they say what grade?
Stoops he came called back. It a pain tolerance.
It was
issue.
Bad enough that he came right out of the game the first time. Man.
But
that's
he came back
on your
in.
Shoulder, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stoops said it's strictly pain tolerance. So you can
if,
go.
As long as it's like a three or below, you're a week's fine.
Did we like the way that like, – take the dropout because obviously that was terrible – but I kind of liked what I saw from Chris Rodriguez.
Yeah,
like
it looked good.
That drop wasn't that bad either, though. Like, that's a hard catch. That ball was not a clean spiral. It
no,
was thrown,
it thrown
like
high.
This and high.
I don't think he'll beat himself up over it. But
he still
should have
caught
good.
It, but it's not as bad as people are making it out to be.
Yeah,
it
but you know, like, when someone wet. Gives you a bad toss and you're like, oh, I should have caught that, but really, like, it's not that good of a toss either.
Yeah.
Like,
he did the thing that we haven't done in a while, and that's there's no hole – but I'm still going to get 2 yards instead of 0 yards.
Yes, he did
that,
run hard.
It bugs me so bad when they run outside zone and AJ just like
runs into his own lineman.
And just yeah, he just runs into his own lineman instead of just putting his shoulder down and falling forward for a few yards. Yeah. Rodriguez did that, and it was good to just have that back in the game. And it makes me confident that even though it wasn't really a situation last week, but when short yardage problems have popped up in the past, I think Eddie at least has the confidence now to be able to give the ball to Rodriguez in those situations.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's a physical guy too, so I like it. I think Smoke sometimes he loses. He's when he gets older, he's got to learn that he can't go backwards. Like a -2 on a run is really like a -10 here. Like you just can't do that. You got to fall forward.
And I'm giving this podcast +10.
I'm giving
for
it
being awesome.
Morally
plus 10.
Plus
yes.
10.
It's definitely moral. Morally, I think a
good podcast.
Morally, I think it was good.
But next week, we'll be sitting in these same seats celebrating a victory.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we will.
On a bye, too.
On a bye.
Got two of them.
It's going to have Matthew Mitchell doing a pregame concert to get everybody fired up.
Yeah.
A whole concert?
Yeah.
By himself?
On the by the catwalk, that stage.
It's going to be a good day.
Matthew Mitchell is
– yeah. He's got a band.
He's got a band.
Yes.
He did pregame concerts when y'all were there.
He's doing pregame concerts since I was there.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, you didn't know. You were focused on the game.
Did you know about this, Chuck?
Hell no.
He did it.
I know Walker Montgomery did one.
Yeah, yeah. He did a bunch of those. Matthew Mitchell did one because he did it the time that Pharaoh won the Breeders' Cup, I believe.
Yeah, he's definitely done it before.
He's done a few. So, yeah, it'll be exciting. It'll be a good time.
Let's beat these Tigers. Let's beat this Kelly Bryant. Let them know you can't just come to the SEC and dominate.
Yeah.
Take your Clemson ass somewhere else.
Yeah.
How about him wanting a national championship ring? That shows me that he's a loser.
Forget about it.
That's a moral
loser.
Victory. He wanted a moral victory. Yeah. That's the side that you all are on right
Captain
now.
Captain of moral victory.
Yeah.
Oh, dear boy, I didn't get a ring.
Why did I get a ring? Maybe because you transferred and you quit on your team. That's why you didn't get one. That'd be my response.
And you transferred to a school that's ineligible and can't get a ring, so you're never going to have one?
Yeah, so I'm sure that when Dabo Sweeney, knowing that he sent that one kid home for trying to punch somebody on a bus, I don't think that conversation with Kelly Bryant went over too well, and he wanted a ring.
Oh, this Trevor guy's so much better than me. Yeah, but I want a wing.
Well, this is fun. And what's going to happen is after Kentucky wins this weekend, it
5-3
doesn't
five and three.
That sounds good.
That sounds great.
It doesn't lock it up, but it's going to give us a fun 2 weeks to get ready to kick Tennessee and Louisville and Vandy and UT Martin's ass in the back half of the season. It's going to be fun, and it's going to be rowdy Saturday night. We'll see you at the Crow. Go Cats. Go Crow Green.
Go Cats.
Go Moral Victories. Peep the technique. Sweat the technique.